This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Now that we've completed reading much of the Old Testament and the four Gospels of the New Testament, we're ready to begin reading and studying the book of Jeremiah in our project. Read it through in two. If you're tracking with us, keep it up. If you're a new listener, why not join us for the rest of the journey? I've entitled the book of Jeremiah, The Disillusioned Disobedient. That is the practical principle I want you to grab hold of. The disillusioned disobedient. Disobedience inevitably leads to disillusionment, despair, doom, and ultimately destruction. The heart of man, however, which is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, seems driven to disobedience. Since one act of disobedience makes the next one easier, the disobedient heart is gradually disillusioned to the point where the wrong seems right and the right wrong. The heart thus deceived is unmistakably on the road to destruction. Is there any hope? First, a positive surrender of ourselves to God must be made, Jeremiah 4. As we were reminded in Isaiah, God is the potter, we are but clay. We must become pliable clay, free of impurities, so God can form in us what he desires. To me, the key verse is Jeremiah 2:13. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns that cannot hold water. We'll see how tragic this choice was. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.